I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Gary Ellerson. Backer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, we don't know, right? We don't know if he's coming in or not
in. No, I never talked to him.
I have no idea. Okay, so he may or may not be here at some point.
Huh? It'd be a surprise either way.
A surprise, right. There's that. Now, the Brewers and Cubs playing currently 1-1 tie there. Baby Tausch is on his way to Las Vegas. I think, or he may be in Las Vegas already. I'm not sure what time his flight flew out, but
yeah, I don't either.
He'll be in Vegas this weekend with all the grasshoppers. So we wish him, his girlfriend, and her mom.
Back? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think Sunday. Yeah. I think it's only like two nights.
That's all he's doing?
I think so.
Quick in and out.
Yeah, I think it's just two nights in and out. Coming up on today's show, we will talk with Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette, like always, at 2:48, normally 4:48 on Fridays, but with the Brewers game going on, we'll probably be in postgame at that point. So Ryan Wood moved up to 2:48, and the tournament is going on with all these different alumni college teams, and Marquette won again last night. We had a big performance by Jameel Wilson. And Joe Chapman, who coaches that team, will join us at 3:48 as they play in the semifinals coming up on Sunday.
Jameel Wilson's been on fire. I mean, he hit the three-pointer the game before that to actually win the doggone thing.
Yeah, and that is getting more and more popularity as far as watching it.
I think they won 100,000.
Yeah, they're already in the money.
That, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the money.
How many guys on that team?
Was it eight?
Eight.
Is that right?
So they split 100,000. We can
something
ask
like
Joe,
that.
Right?
Yeah, he can break down all that stuff for us. When we have him on. We're going to start off the show, though, even though the Brewers are playing the Cubs currently, still talking a bit about this Milwaukee Brewers baseball team and what happened yesterday. And again, I understand that you're trying to win baseball games, right? I get it, right? Oh, it's the Oakland Athletics. Big game. Got to beat Oakland. Okay. So Josh Hader, you bring in trying to win that game, even though you knew darn right well by pitching him you were going to sacrifice him for this Cubs series. Now, I saw the reaction on social media as he gave up yet another home run by everybody being livid that you wasted him in that game and now probably aren't going to have him but all but maybe Sunday for this series against the Cubs if he pitches Sunday.
Yeah.
Right?
That's all you're
that, that's where you're at now because you decided to pitch Hader yesterday. And for the life of me, Craig Counsell, you know, after the game, oh, well, got to try and win games. Got to try and win games. I guess I don't – I mean, I'm not a manager. I've never been a manager. Don't want to be a manager. I don't understand it.
But you stayed at Holiday Inn last night.
I don't understand the logic at all. I really don't. I mean, these to try and sell me that these Cub games that they're playing in this weekend are as important as the Oakland A's games that you played in Oakland, not buying it.
Is that what he tried to sell you?
Yeah. Gotta win every game. We've got the audio. I've got to hold on.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't hear it.
So this is my fault.
That's okay. So that's what he's trying to sell you. That this game is.
Yeah, got it. If we're ahead in the game, we pitch Hader. That's what we do, regardless of who we're playing or whatever. We're going to pitch Hader in that situation. So that's the thing for me that really irritates me. And I understand that he's really good at what he does. Like I totally get it. So I'm not sitting here saying he's a bad manager or anything of the sort. But what I am saying is it gets frustrating when you act like this game today is just as important as yesterday's game. I don't agree. Well, I don't agree at all.
Let me see if I can shed some light on it for you. I think at this point in time, all games are important where they're at. I think every game they play from here on out is important. Well, you probably can say that after the All-Star break. I mean, I think they
right.
And I think it was situational, Steve. I think if they were being blown out of this game, I don't think you would have saw Hader.
Well, no, because then he doesn't pitch. He only pitches in close games.
Right. And so I agree that you had to go and try to win the game. I don't know what else you do there. You have to try to win it no matter who it is. Every single game
I think in baseball
is important.
I think in baseball it's completely different than any other sport in that regard. Hold on. Here is Craig Counsell after the game on why he decided to use Hader instead of saving him for the Cubs series.
Well, we're winning the game. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, you're trying to win the games. We got a game that we could win. We put them in the game. That's how it works. Yeah. Any games you lose late, they hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I don't know what else people want. I mean, you're trying to win the game. I mean, I don't know. You save them for the Cubs. Like, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, Gary. So, will you be in a tiebreaker with the Athletics for the wild card of the division?
I don't look at any of that. I'm trying.
I do
to win.
I'm looking at the Cubs, saying if I beat them, I gain a full game on them. You beat the Athletics, may or may not depend on what happens with the Cardinals or the Cubs. Just like if the Packers are playing the Bengals. To me, when AFC. I face the Bears and the Vikings, those are bigger games to me than what happens against some non-conference.
I'm not saying it. I think you have to look at where you are in the standings right now, and every single game matters. I don't know
totally disagree.
How people don't understand it right now at this point. Every single game matters. You're trying to win every single game.
So when you
game.
Fall several games behind because you don't have Hader in this series, you can tell me, we lost that game against Oakland because we tried to pitch Hader.
If they had won that game, then what?
I still would be pissed because this is about this series. This is the same crap that happened last September when we decided to rest Yelich in the damn Cubs series, and I lost my mind then.
I remember that.
This is no different, except this time he screwed up again on purpose. I mean,
because he was planning to win.
Did it on purpose again.
God, I wish people would call in. Yep. I would love
to
hear this.
So now, again, you get into a situation today.
So basically, you ask yourself, does every game matter? And you're saying no.
No, it's not the same.
No, and that's what you're saying.
Every game is not the same.
I think from right now, every game matters. Matter of fact, after the All-Star break, you're in it.
If you lose
every single game
to the Athletics yesterday, and the Cubs lose to whoever they're playing, you lose no ground. If you lose to the Cubs today, you lose a full game no matter what else happens.
So we didn't lose any ground yesterday?
Didn't look at it. I'm just saying, I'm giving you the explanation.
No, I'm asking you.
Losing to them?
I know what you're saying, but did we lose any ground yesterday when we lost the one game? The Cubs played last night, didn't they?
Yeah, everybody played plays the Cardinals. On Sunday.
I think they played the Cardinals, didn't they?
Right, so you were going to lose ground to one of those two teams.
Right.
Either way at that
point. Right, so you lost a game. You lost.
To one of them.
You lost, yeah.
Correct. Now you're going to lose directly to the Cubs instead.
Well, yeah.
So you're two games
behind. But had you won the game yesterday.
Then you would have lost the game to the other team.
Right.
Either way, you would have gained a ground on one of them.
Right.
Instead, you lost a game to one of them.
Yeah,
to one of them. Can't lose them to both of them because they're playing each other.
One lost each other, so you gained on one of them. And that's what he was trying to do.
So right. So now today, no Hader, you're up 2-1, can't go get him because his arm ain't going to work.
No,
and you lose this game, and you lose a full game to the Cubs, and he's going to go, just as big of a deal as Oakland. And then tomorrow, Hader's not going to be available again. And
you're in a situation again, you're done.
And if you didn't pitch him yesterday, you could have had him in 2 out of 3 games.
Hey, 414-799-1250. I think it is, does every game matter? You say no. I say yes. Every single game matters.
Every game matters when the Cubs and Cardinals aren't the next series and you burned your best pitcher out of the bullpen for the entire series. Yeah, sure. If the Cubs weren't this series, if this was the Twins, I don't care if he pitches Hader and Hader's not available for that series.
I get what you're saying.
But when you know it's the Cubs or you know it's the Cardinals the next series and you burn your best reliever... To me, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Now, who knows? In this series here, it may play out to Council's advantage where he wouldn't have used Hader in any of the games.
But it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter.
No, for you, that doesn't matter. Your sticking point is who they, who's coming behind them.
Correct. Having Hader available.
Right. You don't care about
it. But I'm saying, to Council's point, he may look out where Hader wouldn't have pitched in this series anyhow because they end up being blowout wins or losses.
Well,
and then he gets lucky and goes, see,
true.
Didn't need him anyhow.
But you can't.
I tried to win that game.
That's why you can't coach like that. That's why you got to coach what's happening right now. Every game matters.
You can't
go if come maybe.
There's just no way. I know I played the Cubs next. I know the Athletics don't affect anything. I fail to grasp the logic how an AL team, win or loss, is as important as a team that you're battling to win the division or wild card.
Which is what you do. You're trying to look forward But you have to play now. You have to play what you're doing
Gary,
now.
Gary, team sacrifice wins all the time in baseball.
I understand that, but I don't think
we're not going to go to our bullpen. The pitcher's just going to have to eat
and
it.
And I understand that. And you never deviate from some of your stuff because it's just kind of how you up. But I think every situation is different. I think right now that doesn't call for that. What it's called for right now for the Milwaukee Brewers to do is win every single game they play.
I hope
no
for their
matter
sake
who
the bullpen
is.
Doesn't blow up without Hader in the next two games.
It could.
Because it's on Council's head if it does.
It could.
John and Brown Deer, you're first up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, how you doing? I was just going to call to argue the point that you don't know what the scores are going to be the next three games. It could all be blowouts, but you just make
you're right.
Sorry about that, John.
It's okay. But yeah, I mean, you got to take it when you can get it. And if there's a win available, and Hader can close it out. Obviously, he didn't yesterday, but you got to put your best guy in there and get the win because you don't know these next three games. Brewers could blow them out. They could blow the Brewers out. You never know.
So if in these next two games they get in a situation, their bullpen blows it in games where Hader would have been in, you're still going to be fine with what he did?
Well, yeah, because I can't predict the future. I mean, nobody can.
Well, I know this. I don't have my best relief pitcher in this series now because of it. That's the future we know.
You're right.
Well, and now is the future dictated by your manager.
Sure, but you had a chance to win the game yesterday. Would you rather seen...
Yes.
Someone else go in there to
anybody
else.
Run lead or
anybody
Jackson.
Else?
Would have done.
Anybody else? I wanted him for this series, the most important series of the season to this point.
So if the game would have lost yesterday, you'd have gone. Yeah, but that's all right. We got Hader for the next three
games.
Yes,
if his reasoning was
beat him 10-zip every game, you go,
fine.
I guess we could
fine.
Have won that Oakland game.
Fine. Don't care about the Oakland game. Didn't care about the Oakland game before the game yesterday. Still don't care about it after the game. The only games I really care about big time at this point are Cubs and Cardinals series where you can gain ground or lose ground immediately guaranteed when you play them that day. That's where my thinking is. We can all disagree on this. When they play the Twins, don't care. All I care about are these big series. Yes, you have to win other series along the way. Yes, you have to win two out of three or whatever the case may be. But to say we're going to sacrifice using our best pitcher out of the bullpen for a series to win a game that means little other than, again, win-loss column, I know at the end of the year, well, whoever has 85 wins or 86 wins, we're going to go back and talk about that Oakland loss in July. Probably not. Probably going to go back and talk about games against the Cubs and Cardinals of how you lost this division or this wild card. Probably not going to go back and talk about games against the A's or the Twins at the end of the year. Maybe I'm nuts. What do you say? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Let's talk about some Wendy's. Got some Wendy's last night. Had a couple double stacks. The 12-year-old ended up getting the bacon jalapeno cheeseburger. That's what he ended up with last night and took a bite and said, oh my God, there's actual real jalapenos in this burger. Yeah. It's not just a flavored burger. Oh, Leroy's here.
I think I broke the law.
He's Leroy Butler, Packer Hall of Famer.
Who don't know that, Steve?
People tune in new
but
all the time.
But don't do what I do,
There's
though.
A lot
don't
of young
do
people
what I
that
do.
Don't know who you are.
That's impossible.
I'm just trying to help them out.
Yeah, everybody got the internet.
He invented the Lambo League.
Steve, I think I broke the law.
About Wendy's?
Yeah.
What?
I said, I want me a swirl. She said, what is that?
Yeah, they don't do those usually. Did you get him to do it?
Can you mix it?
Frosting?
Vanilla and... chocolate frost, we'll do it for you. Large.
Don't have everybody.
So don't go, hey, listen, I'm just going to request that they make swirl now. Let's just go on, just do it, put it out there. Wendy's, just make it the Leroy Butler swirl for the summer. And you got to charge no extra, just because I...
What it is, extra, I just, Leroy.
It may be. Because I think she made it hit the chocolate, vanilla, and it was delicious.
Well, the chocolate costs a little more. Than
it does?
Vanilla. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they cost the same.
No.
Well, anyway, just go there and negotiate.
Oh, my God.
All right. Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's.
It was
Nobody...
good. What I'm supposed to say, keep everything
ahead,
to
Steve.
Myself?
Nobody
Steve,
does bacon like Wendy's, and they're celebrating.
Hey, let's get the squirrel going.
Celebrating their delicious meat candy at Bacon Fest. Mm. Turning up the sizzle with new items like the bacon jalapeno cheeseburger.
You didn't try.
Right. Yes, you are.
Serving up hot and crispy
you
deals
like
the bacon double stack in the $5 biggie bag, plus tons of other bacon favorites. It's a bacon lover's dream come true.
Well, we're winning the game. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, you're trying to win the games. We got a game that we could win. We put them in the game. That's how it works, yeah. When you, I mean, any games you lose late, they hurt, yeah.
They hurt. He's Brewers manager Craig Counsell talking about using Josh Hader instead of saving him for this series against the Cubs. That game tied at one right now. Bottom of the third, Tim Allen will be in here for the Bayview Shannon Blinds postgame show, immediately following that one like he always is. Packer Hall of Famer Roy Butler in studio. Former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson sits over there. See Sparky Fiverr here. Baby Tausch gone to Vegas. He'll be back next week. Still to come on the show in about 30 minutes. We will talk with Ryan Wood from Packers training camp from the Green Bay Press Gazette as they get ready for family night coming up tonight. Jeff, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. With your thoughts on the Brewers pitching Hader yesterday and not having him now for at least the beginning part of this series, the first two games.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, Gary, I agree with you 100%. When I heard him saying that this game didn't matter with Oakland, you're 100% right. Every single game matters. Yeah, you gain a full game if you beat the Cubs or St. Louis, but you're going to gain a full game when they lose and we win no matter what.
If they do. Right. But if I beat the Cubs, I gain a full game, and I get closer to winning the tiebreaker. If I beat the Cardinals, same thing. There's no tiebreaker with Oakland at the end of the year. None. Because why? Okay. Because they're in the AL, and they're not even in your division or in the wild card race in the NL.
Okay, who's to say that we have Hader for this series that guarantees a series win?
Doesn't, but your best reliever now is not available for the series. That's very important. Wouldn't you think that's a big deal?
I agree with you there, but...
If I said Yelich can play yesterday, but then Yelich wasn't available for the Cubs series, would you have played him?
I would have probably played him for the Cubs series, but I'd still want...
See, but that's the point. Thanks for the call. That's what I'm saying. If this was a hitter, then everybody's opinion on this would be completely different.
But it's not a hitter.
Right? If it was a hitter, because everybody values offense over pitching, then it's a big deal.
But it's not a hitter.
If the Brewers had the bullpen that they had last year, and you had lights out Knebel and lights out Jeremy Jeffress and all that stuff, fine. But Hader's role to that bullpen is that of Yelich to the offense. He's that important. And now you took him out of a very important series. But he's that valuable because you don't have anybody.
Yeah, but it's not a hitter. I mean, you can't.
So you value hitters over pitchers.
No, it's just simple to me, Steve.
A lot of people do.
Play to win. You just got to play to win.
Totally disagree.
Just that's it. You're trying to make up all.
I'm putting another pitcher in.
You're trying to make up all these scenarios. If we get a chance to win the game, I'm playing my best guy. I mean,
You don't care about divisions and tiebreakers and scenarios.
I'm playing to win games. AFC, NFC,
right,
Oakland.
It's not football, though.
I'm just saying. Because you don't value the Oakland series because you're saying you got the Cubs behind it.
Correct. And they're the AL.
You got to win all of them.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yeah, right now, every single game matters. You just do. I don't even know how you even tell your team that, we're winning, but we're not going to go throw Hader because this game doesn't matter. Well, why the hell are we playing then? We should just go home.
Guess what? This game today doesn't matter now because you don't have Hader.
Yelich should not be in the game. Bronny should not have played.
I would have been fine if they were
all those guys. They should have said all of them.
I would have been fine with
that. Why the hell I got to play and you don't want to play our best guy so we can win? Why am I busting my butt?
You're 100% right. They should have rested Yelich yesterday.
Right. They should
versus resting him in the Cubs series.
Right.
Counseled it last year.
Last year, I remember that.
Right, and that was a
big
problem.
That.
So you're right. I'd rather rest him in the Oakland series.
I was upset about that too.
But a way to play to win every game.
I was upset about that too.
But see,
but that still goes to you got to win every game. I don't care who it is, win every game.
Then why do you guys get days off on certain days?
Well, see, you and that's why how
you got to pick who gets an off day, don't you?
And that's why you're kind of weird this way because you don't deviate. You just there it is. There's no Steve. This was a different predicament. You're in it right now. You got to win every single game if you're in it that way. And I think Hader's a little bit different. Now, if you go say you want to go set your lineup and you didn't have Yelich in that lineup.
Which he did last year.
Right. Well, let's just say you didn't have him in this game. Well, that's the way you set your lineup before the game. Are you trying to say we're throwing that game and you still pitch Hader against Oakland yesterday?
Against Oakland yesterday?
Yeah.
I would have just said, Hader, you're off. I need you for the next series.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that. And nobody's going to argue with it at this point. Cubs two-run homer. So now the Brewers are losing Javier Baez with a two-run shot. Now it's 3-1 Cubs. So again, it may not matter. They may never have a chance to use Hader in this series. But I'm just telling you my viewpoint on it.
Yeah, I think they're in playoff mode now.
Right.
They're in playoff mode because you're so close. The deadline is gone. We are who we are now. Now, they still may pick up people along the way. But Chapman is the man, and haters the man, best on best. And I think that's how they view it. He did this before, Steve, a few years ago. They were trying to win every single game. The bullpen got a little taxied out, and they kind of ran out of gas.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
But I don't think players and fans are going to agree on this. It's just not. That's why you let the callers decide it, because I want to win every time I lace up. But that's different. A lot of people may not see it that way.
But, Leroy, if they would have gave Yelich the day off, let's say yesterday, which they could have given Hader the day off, and said, okay, you're not playing today, Christian. We want you healthy and ready and fresh for this big series against the Cubs.
He's going to be like, why can't
nobody, nobody would have called up and complained.
No, people nobody, still would have complained.
No. But let Yelich have a day off in this series. Or here, have a day off, and Council says, well, we got to get him rest, which is the same crap he said last September.
Yeah.
Let that happen, and then watch everybody lose their minds. I'm just saying, you want your best players in the big series. Now, you can say, well, the Bears game and the Raiders game, same meaning. Vikings game, Rams game, or not Rams, Browns, same meaning. And if you look at it that way as a player, fine. But as a fan, I don't. As a fan, there are certain series and certain games that I view bigger.
You can't look at it like that, Steve.
Always
people
have.
Are going to think it's, you're going to loaf on some games.
I'm
some
not
games
saying loaf.
More.
I'm just saying pick your spots where you're going to use certain guys. That's all I'm saying. In football, you don't. Everybody plays the same.
I think every sport
every
is
week.
Like that.
But in baseball, these guys all get days off all year. Nobody, well, I shouldn't say nobody. Most guys today, unlike years ago, don't play 162.
So
years
Hader,
ago, more guys played 162.
Well, if that's
but not anymore.
If that's the case, Hader shouldn't have made the trip. Stay home and stay fresh.
He had already pitched in two games.
No, just stay
he
home.
He pitched him in a third straight game, I believe, for the first time in his career.
No, I'm saying
that's
based
what
on,
he did.
I know, but I'm saying
because
based on
he
that.
Said,
don't even, bring him to Oakland.
Don't even take him to Oakland.
I understand
leave
that.
Him home
but you're acting
you
like he didn't
ready.
Pitch until yesterday. What I'm telling you is he pitched the first two games of the series.
You missed the point when
and
I asked.
And then you burned him completely by
what,
you pitching him yesterday.
This is what I'm saying. We want the Cubs series is important, right? Based on your luck. Okay.
Correct. Don't matter.
We just played them.
Don't matter if you got swept in Oakland.
Okay, we got three games out in California.
Might as well have.
I want you to stay back because I want you to be fresh for you may have to play three games against Chicago. You'd have been okay with that?
Yeah. If that
no,
was if
man.
That's if that's what, how it was laid out of we need you for that Chicago series and you've been taxed and want
to
get you fresh.
The first
get
day.
Your arm back the whole deal, fine.
The first thing you go about head to head.
Right.
Your win loss record.
And head to head.
Then
Oakland
you get into the division
matter.
Record
then,
and all that.
Then the league record, the National League.
Right.
Right. That's all that matters.
So winning is everything.
When you're playing the Cubs and the Cardinals. I agree.
We I want to beat everybody.
We both agree now. Rick in Oshkosh, you're next on the fan.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, that's. I agree with you guys, but completely about Council and his decision-making of pitching Hader in those three games. Or, you know, at least the first, because he has never pitched three games in his entire life. But I can't blame Council for completely this. I blame David Stearns for not improving the starting pitching, nor the bullpen when Torrey Tanable went down. Never replaced Jimmy Nelson. Never replaced did any improved starting pitching. You know what they're averaging for offense? They could get Lorenzo Cain, Yelich, Grandel, and Musakis. They're not even averaging 4+ runs a game. I haven't looked at it. It's under 5. So they expected them that team to score 6-7 runs each game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll be all right. We got the offense. You win the pitching first. And Stearns didn't do it for 2 years straight. Fine, he can sign Yelich and Kane and that, but you need starting pitching and bullpen when you don't have it to replace when people get hurt.
But see, that's the thing, though, Rick. Thanks for the call. And look, I get it, right?
That was Rick.
People are mad at Stearns because he didn't go out and sign a big-name pitcher this offseason, or he didn't trade for a big-name pitcher this offseason, and that's what they should have done. Okay. I don't disagree with you that they should have went out and got a big-name pitcher.
But it cost them Custom Hero, though.
They decided to use that. Well, not in free agency, it wouldn't have. But
I'm
they decided to
now,
use that
now.
Money. Right. They would have just. They decided to use that money on Grandal at $18 million. That's where they spent that money. But
and
it's
Moose,
only on a one-year deal. That's
Moose.
Not. If you would have went out and got a starting pitcher, more than likely, that would have had to be more of a long-term deal and a financial commitment. And if you look at a lot of these guys that get these long-term commitments, as far as from a pitching perspective, more times than not, they end up hurt or completely backfires on the team. Not saying that's not the that's the reason why they didn't go after a starting pitcher, because if you believe the reports that were out there, Gary, they ran on pretty much everybody at some point, right? They were in on last couple of seasons. Yep. Stearns has been involved in all of these, according to media reports. Now, to what degree? Were their numbers ever exchanged? Like, how serious really was it?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. And we talked about that a couple days ago, about you don't really know how much into it they were. But they were, what do you say, kicking the tires?
Yep, no doubt about it.
I think starting pitching is overrated because the average guy's going 6 2/3. If I'm paying you $30 million a year, Zach Greinke, you got to get it 7, 8.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean,
I'm with you on that.
If you're only going 5 2/3, I'm not going to pay you $30 million. That's why they said not going to do it.
Right. Totally agree with you on that. Let's go to Mike in New Berlin. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a Sparky. The next time you need a day off, you just call me and I'll fill in for you because you and I think alike this way. I mean, I'm not.
I know you're not married. I know that. I bet you're not married.
No, that's not happening because I'm already married. But anyway.
Oh, man.
I mean, when it comes to Gary and Leroy, I see where you guys are coming from. Yeah, you do have to play to win every game.
Play to win every game.
But what Sparky is saying, it's a pennant race. Exactly. That is why you don't do what you did with Hader. Because when you're playing head to head in your own division, you need that closer, and now you don't have him. If these next three games, it's a close game. I mean, who are you going to trot out there? And more than likely, you're not going to get the win. It's in Chicago. I called a couple weeks back during the All-Star break, said the Brewers are going to finish probably in third or fourth, and I'm probably going to be right. Mm-hmm. I said maybe Pittsburgh. Well, they kind of faded, obviously. So did Cincinnati. But unfortunately, I hate to even be talking like this because last year the Brewers, like I said, it was their best chance, I believe, last year. They could have added pitching last year and possibly won the whole damn thing, but they didn't. They sat on their hands. And then this year, you knew it wasn't going to be the same this year as it was last year. It was magic last year. So you had to take advantage of it last year, and you could have even maybe you guys were just talking about starting pitching. I was beating the drum all offseason. Get a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend $30 million. You do not have to do that. But this team going into the season didn't have a legitimate ace going in. And you couldn't count on Jimmy Nelson again. Woodruff's already down. You've got starting pitching is the name of the game. And if you don't have it, you are not going to win a World Series, period. It does not happen.
And thanks for the phone call. I think the Dodgers had a lot of starting pitching. They didn't want a damn thing. Hey, listen, let's look at this. The Brewers are one of the best teams beating people in their division, right? The probably the best, right?
Yeah. Yep.
They're terrible outside of division, right?
Yep.
He did the right thing. He did the right thing, trying to win outside. Because we're beating these teams without Hader.
And that's not even here now. And I don't disagree with you, Leroy, but yeah, that's good. I just think right now, at this particular point, you're right. You're in the middle of a pennant race. I think every game matters.
Oh, they're in playoff.
Now, if you want to overthink that, go ahead. So be it. But if I'm a player right now, if I'm playing, to me, every single game we play in from here on out matters. Doesn't matter who we're playing behind. It is that day right now. We have a lot of smart people, which is fine. And you guys look in and stuff and read it. But I just don't know how you, if you're winning that game and you've got all these other guys that are out there playing, you don't try Hader out there. I just think for me, now I know y'all baseball purists, but for me, and this is what I bring to the table, for me, that is a bad look to your team.
He is Gary Ellerson talking about smart people. They use J&J contractors.
Well, smart people like you, Steve, because you've used J&J contractors.
Numerous times. Yep,
yeah,
love them.
I mean, those guys are absolutely incredible. Guys, if you're looking to create some livable space within your house, my good friends over at J&J Contracts do that. And then what I mean by livable space, like if you want to redo your basement or turn your basement to a game room or turn it into a bedroom, or if you want to renovate your kitchen, new countertops, new cabinets, if you want to do something to your bathroom, put that dual sink in there, I mean, they can do a lot of different things for you to your new home or to your old existing home. And make it look brand new. I tell you what, all you need to do today is call up my good friends at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
There he is, Gary Ehlers, in time for Sports Flash with Anthony Mandela. And the Milwaukee Brewers in a predicament in Chicago already. He'll give you the latest on the updated scoring there. If you still want to jump aboard with a topic involving Josh Hader and pitching yesterday and now not being available, you can still jump on 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. John in Oak Creek leads us off next.
Just make it tough, you know, and we're not going to all come through in every situation, but tough innings every inning, and that's going to spell success.
There you go. Craig Counsell talking about Josh Hader and spelling success. Listen, Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler on the Wendy's Big Show. The Brewers, I should say, losing 4-1 to the Chicago Cubs right now. Top of four, the only run from the Brewers coming on a solo home run by Ryan Braun. And again, Josh Hader doesn't appear to be available for the first couple of games of this series. Adam McKelvey, who normally joins us on the Wendy's Big Show on Fridays, will instead join the post-game show with the franchise, Tim Allen, coming up later this afternoon after this game is over. Only makes sense as the game is going on currently. No sense to have Adam get away from the game. Right. So this is the thing. When we talk about this situation with the Brewers and other sports. So let's see if I can try it this way, right, Gary? So during the NBA season, when they rest LeBron James against the Pistons, not even the Pistons, I got to pick something else, against Sacramento in Sacramento, and LeBron doesn't play because the Lakers don't view it as a big deal. And then a few weeks later, they rest him against somebody else. San Antonio used to not even send Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan to certain away games during the season, citing rest because they wanted them for the bigger games during the NBA season. That's not even a series. That's just a one-game situation. Isn't that similar to what we're talking about?
No.
It's not?
No.
Why? Yeah,
well, because it will be more similar in that there's 20 games left in the season, in the NBA season, and we're two games out of the last playoff spot, and we're trying to get to the playoff spot. And LeBron.
Well, Spurs did it throughout the year.
And no. See, you want me to finish?
Oh, sorry.
I'm just give you my scenario.
Yeah,
you say what
right.
You said. So I'm
well, you were saying 20 games left.
20 games left in the NBA, and we're two games out of the last playoff spot. LeBron has to play in every single game. I'm trying to make the playoffs.
Mm. So you're saying this is similar to being like 20 games left in the NBA season when you're 2 months left in the
let's just
NBA.
Say 30.
MLB.
I just picked
20. Well, no, because there's more games. There's double the games in MLB, so it would be a good.
I just picked 20 out of the air.
Yeah, no.
Say 30.
So if close enough to the end of the season, then that scenario
changes.
You
got to go.
Right.
That's just simple to me. You got to go. You got to win every single game matter at the end of the year like this. You got to go. I mean, it's just as simple as that. You can't afford to lose any games. And, yeah, you're going to sacrifice him. And baseball is a little different because now you're sacrificing Hader for this series. Now, had you won that series, because you would have won the series. They would have won it 2-3.
Yep.
Or had you won that game, it really wouldn't have, to me, you still would have been mad. But it really wouldn't have been that big of a deal. The blow would have been a lot softer because you still would only had him in the third game.
You were screwed either way.
You were screwed either way.
Once win or you lose. Decided to pitch him,
win or lose.
You screwed yourself
it
in this series.
It was game three.
But like we said, I mean, they're down 4-1 right now. So this may be a game where you wouldn't have pitched him anyhow because you're going to get beat.
Yeah, he's
wouldn't
out.
Have mattered.
Right, but you can't look.
But if you come back and you're up 5-4 heading into the eighth inning.
Right.
And you're like,
you don't have
okay, Jeremy
right.
Jeffers, let's see what you got today.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it might be. John in Oak Creek, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I really agree with Sparky in this one. You have to be smart about this. We needed to have Josh Hader ready and available for the Cubs series because those are more important games because they are our division rival. And besides, there are other pitchers that we could use in that situation over Josh Hader. There's Freddy Peralta we could use instead or one of those other pitchers. You know, Peralta has a live arm. He could have got the job done yesterday. And one thing I noticed about with Josh Hader is that he's not as effective after 2 days a row of pitching. Like this, yesterday was the third day in a row. What we needed to do was give him, you know, the day off, let him get ready for the Cubs series, and put in Peralta, because he's not as effective again, you know, after 2 days in a row. And so you got to be smart about this. You know, the games are more important against the Cubs because they count more. And you know that's why we acquired all those other pitchers. Why don't we use some of those other guys that we just acquired as well? But you have to be smart about it. And I agree with Sparky on this one.
So. Thanks for your phone call. We appreciate it.
See, here's the thing about when I was saying who should be the closer, and you guys were trying to explain to me about this. This is the reason why he can't be the closer. Because if they have this many short games back to back, it may not happen. I've never seen nothing like this.
Like what?
The guy can't pitch certain days.
Because you need rest.
I understand that, but if I'm a dead red fastball hitter, that's who I want to see. That's why he's giving up so many home runs. People know that's his best
fit. Back on it now too.
They just sitting that way, especially a guy like Chapman.
They figured him out.
But sooner or later, I'm not saying go develop pitches and all that. I don't know about all. I have to talk to Mark Simon about that next week about the, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Every Wednesday from Sports Info Solutions.
Yeah, that guy's amazing, man. But one run games, if your guy's running out there, the Dennis Eckersley type, that guy, Trevor Hoffman, I'll go local.
But Hader's arm can't do that.
I know, and I don't understand that. I don't understand the science behind that.
Just physical. It's his arm.
If you can only use him, how valuable is that to your bullpen? Because he's not going to be available now for a while, and other guys are going to make it work. Do you sign guys like that to these $300 million deals?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much Hader's going to get when he gets to the open market eventually.
Oh, he's going
to
get paid. But it
may not be from us, but he'll get paid from somebody if he stays healthy. See, and that's a problem. We start talking about starting pitching, right? Tommy John just pop up all of a sudden, boom, there goes your elbow. And now all of a sudden,
Tommy
John
is not like what it used to be, Steve.
No, you can come back from it.
You can come back because I got Taylor Williamson.
Right. Taylor Williams,
I like him.
But Leroy, the difference is when you're a small market, and now I pay $20 million a year, let's say, to a pitcher for 3 years, let's say, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, whoops, there goes his elbow. And now he misses a year to try and rehab. Then the next year, he's trying to get himself back.
Like a Jimmy Nelson type.
You get it for 1 year. Yeah. By the time that three-year deal is done. Now, in a big market, it doesn't kill you. In a small market where you need those big number guys to produce and not kill you, That's where it comes back and kind of hurts you. The one person or the one group that never screws you and always makes you come out smelling like roses, Pella Windows and Doors.
Yes, folks, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process, folks. And right now they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. Folks, experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team, guys. They're there to make your job run smoothly, and they will install year-round. Roy Lee, how do I get a hold of the good people over at Pella?
Go to PellaWI.com today and start a live chat with somebody who can help you, because sometimes you have a lot of questions, but you want to find out if you're doing the right thing. To me, my biggest thing, when I set my thermostat at 68.5, we got caught the other night, Steve. She got me and Little Ro was tiptoeing in the dark to get to that thermostat to put that thing. I said, let me just see what the girls got it at. Gary, they had it at 76, girls. I was sweating. I'm like, come on. I put that thing down to 68 like most grown men like to be. But whatever I said, I want it to be that way. When I look at my cooling bill, I don't want to waste money. And that's what Pella Window and Doors try to help you save money. Give them a phone call, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Later in the show, I'll tell you the correct address. You should go over there. It's amazing what they've done. Go over there and spend some time and look at what you can do. They got this, man, it looks amazing over there. So they're going to put it out there for you guys to look at. Go over there. Get the right people. Don't get these knockoffs to come put these windows and doors up. Don't do that.
There he is, Pella Windows and Doors, courtesy of Gary Ellerson and Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Up next, we'll check in with Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press-Gazette as the Packers get ready for family night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.